Imagine you're walking across a field and you see a little mound. So you scratch away at it with your hands, and what you find astounds you. It's a buried treasure. So, what do you do now? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Today we're going to be taking a look at exactly how to discover that buried treasure. I've often wondered what drives people to gambling. Why do people squander their livelihood on horse races or in front of a poker machine or slot machine? What fuels that addiction? And it's not just the obvious things that we would look at and say, well, that's obviously gambling. People in life seem to be trying to back a winner. In a sense, we sell out to something in the hope it'll be a winner. Maybe it's a high-flying career. Maybe it's making a lot of money. Maybe it's decorating our home to impress people, or some cause that we commit our lives to. Do you know what I mean? It seems that each of us have this innate desire to bet everything on something in the hope that it'll come up trumps. Where does that come from, and what do we do with that desire? I guess it's different for each one of us. I'm now 48 years old. The last time I put money in a poker machine, or a slot machine, if you will, was when I was about 24 years old. So that's half a lifetime ago for me. I belonged to a service club called an Apex Club, and we met each week at this place that had poker machines. The dinner cost $4 back then, and after the meal, I put 20 cents into one of the machines, and I won $4.50, which paid for dinner and gave me a net dividend of 30 cents for the evening. And today, 24 years on, I'm still 30 cents ahead. I used to kid myself that I wasn't into gambling. But actually, I gambled everything in my life, on my career and on recognition, on success, and above all, to obtain wealth. I sort of applied this Protestant work ethic, if you like, and somehow believed that, well, if I worked really, really, really hard and sacrificed everything, I'd be successful and wealthy, and that's what life was all about. You know, sadly, so many men do that. It's a competition for success. Now, I was very good at it, but in my mid-30s, all that came crashing down. It was devastating. And I had a choice, either to pick myself up and carry on where I left off, or to say, you know something, Bernie, you've poured half your life into something that ultimately doesn't work. Maybe you should try something different. Isn't the definition of insanity doing something that doesn't work and then just keep on doing it again and again and again, hoping that it does? And I read something that Jesus had to say about this very issue. Have a listen to what he said. He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy, he went and sold all that he had and bought that field." Now, you think about what he's saying here. Here's the picture. People used to bury their treasure, their wealth, their money in fields because they didn't have big secure bank buildings like we have now, and so they'd hide them. Every now and then there was a war or someone would die or they'd forget that they'd buried the treasure there and someone would discover it years on. And that's the picture of this man. He's walking through a field and he comes across this treasure, this chest full of gold and diamonds and rubies and silver. An absolutely incredible find. Now, this isn't something he'd planned. It's not something he'd worked for. It's not something he built. It's just a discovery. He stumbled across it. But not some empty box. A discovery of huge value. It was worth so much more than anything he could ever amass. That's why he goes and sells everything that he's built up, that he's worked for, everything, to buy this field. Because the treasure is worth so much more than all that he'd amassed over his lifetime. Now, he had a choice. He could have ignored the treasure and just gone on to earn more money. He could have just said, no, that treasure's not for me. I'm just going to go back to what I've always been doing, and I'm going to build that, and I'm going to work hard at that. Or he could sell out completely to gain the treasure. All that time, this treasure was hidden in a field. No one had found it until he stumbled across it. He recognizes the value, and out of his joy, not some sense of duty or compulsion, not through careful reasoning or analysis, not through doctrine or belief, but out of his joy, he sells out his life for this treasure. I think what Jesus is saying here is that this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. We never built it. We never earned it. We never worked for it. And one day, it seems like we just kind of stumbled across it. And out of our joy, what we should do is to sell out our lives for this amazing treasure. A.W. Tozer is a brilliant author. He's one of my favorite authors. And the very first book that I read when I became a Christian was his book, The Pursuit of God. And he talks about this thing, this selling out. And this is what he says. The person who has God has all things in one. Many ordinary treasures may be denied him, or if he's allowed to have them, the enjoyment of them will be so tempered that they will never be necessary to his happiness. Or if he must see them go one after one, he will scarcely feel a sense of loss, for having the source of all things, he has in one all satisfaction, all pleasure, and all delight. Whatever he may lose, he has lost nothing, for now he has it all in one, and he has it purely, legitimately, and forever. Doesn't that fit so well with this parable that Jesus told of the man who tripped over this treasure and sold his life out that he might have it? So many people in this world stumble across that treasure. Why? Because God chooses to reveal himself to them at some point. And they might experience some initial joy, but never make a decision to sell out completely, to give their whole lives to God, completely and utterly. They might wander along lukewarm. Maybe they might even warm a pew on a Sunday. But they don't live a life that out of their joy is sold out to God. When I stumbled across this treasure 12 years ago, something in my heart, I now know that it was the Spirit of God, made me determine to sell out completely. And it appeared that I'd lose so much. I went from a consulting career into full-time ministry. But to tell you the truth, I've never been richer. Not only has God supplied all my needs, but there is a treasure in my heart that is worth so much more than anything that I could have earned or saved or built for myself. This treasure hidden in a field is the kingdom of God. God chooses to hide and then one day to reveal himself, to open the door, to invite us in through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we, like that man who found that treasure, we have a choice, either to sell out completely or to walk on by and to ignore the treasure. There are no half measures. There's nothing in between. It's one or the other. Before we go, let me ask you this. Would you like to draw closer to God into a rich, intimate, dynamic relationship with Jesus? Well, that's what our free daily e-devotional, Fresh, is all about. Words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. A short daily devotional to take you closer to God by getting deeper into His Word. God's Word, fresh for you each day. So to get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. And when you do subscribe, you'll also receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage at ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Dimet, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.